Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. With all going on in the world, we'd like to start with giving a 10-second moment of silence to George Floyd. All right, may you rest in peace, brother.
We are the nation of domination.
That said, welcome to Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 2, part 1. We're doing two parts for you this week. We're going over our weekly Monday Night Raw, AEW, NXT, SmackDown. And then we got our pay-per-view, NXT, In Your House In Takeover your house. Tomorrow. I'm here with the Horseman, Corey, Frankie. I'm Edwin. You guys know what's going on, fellas.
What's up,
yes, sir?
What's going on,
bro? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Good, chilling. Good, good. Another terrible week of wrestling.
Terrible.
How about that?
Terrible week.
Another
amazing,
terrible
amazing
week.
It was amazing week. AEW was pretty damn good.
AEW was terrible too. But we start off. We'll start off with Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
Monday
my
Night
gosh.
Whack.
This was
Monday Night
brutal.
Whack.
Absolute horrendous.
One, I fell asleep a few times.
Let me say something. Like, they need to get rid of the crowd. Like, the crowd is horrible.
They still got
it's
a script.
Horrible.
They got the script.
You're being told on what is it, on audio or to speakers, whatever it is, earpieces, whatever they have, how to cheer. Like, what I don't get is that, like, as a fan base, usually the crowd, they don't cheer just for faces. Like, these guys, all the good guys, yeah, all the bad guys, boo.
Yeah.
Nowadays, all the fans cheer for the bad guys
the bad
more than they
guys.
Do the good guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's
way
just
too
terrible.
Way too
it's
forced.
Just, yeah,
too forced.
It's definitely forced. It's forced.
Just, yeah, it's they just need to get rid of it in general. But we start off Monday Night Raw anyway with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins coming out. He's doing his whole tribute to Rey Mysterio, and you know, he's saying how Rey Mysterio's a humble guy and he wouldn't come out there and you know, pretty much praise himself. And then he goes into a little highlight film with Rey Mysterio, and then he shows him taking out his eyeball.
Yeah. I tell you what, I love Seth. Seth on the mic is probably the best right now, though. I'll tell you that. Seth is probably the best on the mic right now.
Wait, can you repeat? I didn't hear you. Because I think you just said that Seth Rollins is the best
on the mic
ever
right now. No, 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 not ever.
That he's ever been
right now.
No, on the mic.
Right now, as in every wrestler right now, he's the best one on the mic.
Well, I'll tell you
had you had the audacity to repeat that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Before you go, Edwin, this is the best they're pushing him since 2018, since he had that Intercontinental Championship.
Wow, he is doing a little bit more mic talking, but
this is better than when he beat Brock like the first time.
Where? The first time?
Like he beat Brock twice, right, or once?
No, he's not talking about character wise. He's just talking about mic.
I'm saying
like
Mike,
mic,
and he's getting that better push than when he was the Intercontinental 2018.
I think mic wise, like him when he was beating Brock was his best mic wise.
Yeah, he was
the architect. Now it's I'm not believing this character right now.
I'm loving it
at all.
I'm loving
but
heel.
It's a good character because. You look at it; it's hard to be like the ringleader of like a cult or something, and like take charge and like dominate. He's doing that right now. He's like really, he's really taking charge. Like if you look at Undertaker from when he was with the Ministry of Darkness, the whole group was good, but he wasn't as like, you know, he wasn't. I don't know. He wasn't giving anything off. Seth Rollins, he's like, he's giving a lot off.
So fake CM Punk.
Oh God.
Nah.
Fake CM Punk.
Go ahead.
Aleister Black runs in. That match starts. I thought it was going to be a good match, but I'm tired. Seth. We got three commercials, bro. Three commercials.
Yeah,
we got
three commercials. Three right commercials. Back,
back to back to back. We don't even have 10 minutes of wrestling. We're going to get three, five, and another three. And then Humberto wants to come out.
Yeah, Humberto comes out. He gets beat up.
Jesus Christ,
bro. The same thing every week. We need something new.
We had three interruptions this week.
That's Edwin's boy, Humberto.
That is.
Edwin loves
that is, Humberto. Yeah, that Humberto was nice, man. Humberto's nice. Oh, y'all sleeping on Humberto, bro. Humberto's nice.
Yeah.
Nah.
Humberto's nice.
What a horrible start to that.
I thought it was a good match, though.
Yeah, it, I mean, of course, it had potential. Of course, you know they're going to ruin it with the interference. Yeah. Like, it can never just go straight, be a straight match.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, with when we go on to Apollo Crews, you know, he calls out Kevin Owens for a match.
And then Corey calls it to be a tag team match. Like,
yeah, you called it. And, like, that's going to be a tag team match. Like,
called it.
You called it.
And that had potential to be a good match, too. That did. Apollo Crews' in-ring ability is pretty amazing. He's really good in-ring wise, but I mean, here we go. This guy,
he's all right.
He's good.
He's gonna get the push.
Let me ask you a question. The way he was talking to Kevin Owens, heel turn or what?
I was expecting a heel turn. Apollo? Oh, I thought Apollo. I don't know. I was waiting for one of them to turn.
You're saying Apollo heel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna turn.
He's a baby face. He's a baby face.
Nah, he's not good as a baby face.
I don't see it heel.
I can see him with Bobby Lashley. MVP.
Yep, I can see that. I definitely can see that.
I didn't think about that.
Bobby
Lashley MVP. Say,
that definitely will work. I thought Kevin Owens was about to stun him right there on the spot.
He should have.
I was waiting for it. But again, like I said, you know, we get another more commercials, and then here comes
Andrade,
and Angel Garza. Angel Garza.
My boy.
More interference, and we get to a tag team match.
And it's an easy way of having Apollo it's an easy way for him to win without doing a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
So just do a tag.
A tag and have him win and have him look.
Have him win. Yeah. Have him go over.
They're eventually going to be tag champs.
No.
Who? Way.
Angel Garza and Andrade? It's bound to happen.
No way.
Yes. I guarantee it.
I see a split up happening.
No way. Not anytime soon.
I tell you, I'd rather see them than freaking the Street Profits right now. Bolden. Oh, I'm tired of this stuff.
Oh, so, see, the thing is about that is, I did, you know, of course, we don't like it. We just want to see them
don't
wrestle.
Tell me you
but they kind of, they, no,
win.
No.
The editing was horrible.
With everything that's going on in the world, they kind of had like a good message towards the end when they all cheered to like, drinking or whatever, just as like I don't know, unity and everyone coming together.
Negative.
That was like the only message from it.
You're the only one that saw that.
He's the only person that saw that. That
you're
was
the only
garbage.
One that caught that message.
But that's the message you were trying to portray, though.
Where did you read that at?
The message is you're trying to portray whack. That the man was that was whack.
The
that's
editing,
number one.
The editing was horrible. The ball goes straight.
This man.
You see the ball
I'm not saying. I'm not saying. I'm not saying the whole entire thing. I'm just saying that particular part,
that particular
message.
Part, no, negative.
Well, the message gets lost when you have this man stop bowling to get
a piece of chicken
from
the
fridge.
Back.
So there's no message.
You guys don't know what y'all talking
about. All right,
about,
man. After that whole Rollins, Aleister Black, we got Shawn Michaels getting his opinion on Edge and Randy Orton. What do y'all think about that? Him picking Edge.
They just try to find somebody. They had
Ric
Flair last week.
I think they're
going to
find someone.
This week.
They'll find someone else this Monday. I think they're doing all like the old heads that had good wrestling matches.
What? They'll probably they'll get Triple H next?
Triple H. He'll probably pick Randy Orton.
Yeah, he's going to pick Randy Orton.
Yeah,
this is going to be one of the worst wrestling matches in history.
Of all time.
This is the greatest show on earth.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Who you guys have?
This is horrible.
I have Orton.
It's Randy Orton. Randy Orton's gonna win
because of Edge winning that Mania, and then if I get one more match at SummerSlam to call it even.
Yeah, I say Randy's gonna win that.
Yeah. And then they'll have the greatest wrestling match part two, SummerSlam.
Ugh.
And then, what? we get Drew McIntyre. Who did he verse again? It was Drew versus at the end, because it really wasn't much on Raw.
Yeah, they after the
MVP
show,
Drew versus.
I want to go after Shawn Michaels' little promo. They go back to show us what happened to Seth.
Oh Rollins, yeah, they go. Black.
How you go back?
Back an hour ago to show us the really? Whole entire highlights of what happened? That was horrible. Horrible.
This actually led me to drink. I haven't picked up a glass in a long time. I'm not a big drinker. I had to drink to get through this.
And I'm tired of this whole Lana. Get rid of Lana and the Bobby Lashley thing. Like, get rid of that. It's so cheesy and corny now. Like, get rid of her. She's useless. She's useless.
Should have never signed that deal.
She's useless. Like, horrible.
Should never signed that deal.
She needs to go. She looks like she puts on makeup with a spatula now. She just got to go. She's got to go.
Yeah, they're making her into a clown, literally.
Yeah. And then we also had, the Rey Mysterio.
Well, that promo.
I don't get why last week they say he's retiring, and then this week he doesn't have a decision.
He's not retiring.
Man. I mean, his son's getting into shape. See, man?
Hey, how about that? An eye for an eye.
I don't know. What do you think? You think he comes out at Backlash?
Of course. He'll be out there. He's going to come out.
His first debut? Backlash?
Oh, his son?
His son.
He'll pop out.
SummerSlam.
I'm thinking SummerSlam, too.
Against his own dad.
I'll take
no,
that.
No.
I can see
He's turning on his dad.
Turning on his
we
dad.
We all see it coming.
Turning on his dad and joining Seth to be the fourth?
Maybe.
Or I could see him not turning on his dad, but just following Seth Rollins.
So being the fourth, basically.
Yeah. Being the fourth of that whack.
Yeah, then we have
really
a group.
Whack group with no name.
Really whack. The
Messiah.
They
don't even have a name.
They have a name?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought
you
were going to say Seth Rollins, the Messiah.
Frank, I was waiting for him to make up a name.
Yeah, I
don't pass false information on podcasts like that.
Actually don't pass false information, actually.
Once again, Raw. Wasn't much going on. It was pretty bad. What ratings you guys give it?
Zero. Big fat zero. It's not getting nothing.
I give it a donut. It was pretty bad.
It's zero.
A zero? A zero?
What do you give
it? It was bad, bro.
There's nothing to go over. There's nothing to go over.
I'll be nice.
A one. Here we go.
I'll give it a one.
For what? What's that one?
What's great and hard?
Bobby Lashley was there. I'm a Bobby Lashley guy.
I mean, to each his own.
Raw wants to go past its minutes and then just go black after that. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, it was just bad. It's hard to watch, man.
What do you guys think about that Raw? What do you think about that Raw talk? We got an extra hour of Raw, basically.
I didn't even bother watching it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even watch that.
I went for the first 10 minutes and left. They just talk about Raw again. You just get an extra 4 hours.
So essentially it's like talking smack.
Basically, it's 4 hours of Monday Night Raw.
You might as well just listen to us.
Yeah,
right?
You
might as well tune in. Come listen to us. That's it.
Tune in to us.
We're going to get the real. We're not dodging that.
Free 99. Just tune in.
Jesus. Horrible.
Then Wednesday we go.
A one. No more than that.
Okay.
That's pretty high. Next, we go to NXT. We open up NXT with Candice LeRae and Mia Yim. What do you think about that?
I was really hyped for Johnny
of course.
And Keith Lee, obviously. I mean, another interruption, but I'm ready for that in your house.
That turned into a tag team match. That's going to be a great match. That's going to be a real good match. Keith Lee and Johnny Gargano?
That is.
I think that's going to be a horrible match.
I see Johnny winning.
Keith, are you crazy? Keith, how is that going to be a horrible match?
I mean, Keith Lee is like, damn near, 350 pounds? And then Johnny Gargano is like, a good 150? Come on,
It's called strategy.
Come on.
He's going to take out his legs. He's going to take out his
legs.
He already took out his arm. You didn't see at the end of the match, he took out his arm.
Did he poke him with a knife or something?
I think so. But that's gonna be a real good match. Of course, he already targeted the arm. It's a wrap. He's winning the belt. I got Johnny Gargano winning.
I got Johnny winning. Who you got, Corey?
God. I got Keith Lee.
I got Keith Lee winning NXT Championship really soon. Really soon after Cole loses.
Oh no.
Yes.
I don't know.
You can't have two faces go at each other.
Cole's gonna lose and it's gonna be Dream and Keith going at this one.
Belt.
I can see that.
What's Johnny wins his Johnny's gonna get the North American, then Keith
Dream will turn heel. I can see
Dream
that.
Dream will turn heel.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, Dream is kind of like Dream could go both ways, right?
Yeah, he can go both ways.
Yeah, he could go both ways.
Okay.
And next we go to, though, after that, we get Isaiah Scott, Tony Nese. I mean, really a necessary match. Could have been good.
How about that Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream, that little promo they had? What y'all think about that? Nothing crazy. It felt too like a commercial.
I thought the Undisputed, I thought that was pretty corny. They just scream corny to me.
Undisputed?
Yeah, they just scream corny.
Haters. They're the best stable in the game right now.
Let me tell you something about me. I'm just giving my fair opinion here.
And your opinion's whack.
My opinion
is
whack.
Put that on my top five.
Actually, we're actually gonna edit that comment that you just said right now. So that's no problem. I'm gonna edit that out. But Dream just has that star quality to me. So everything he does is just great.
Cool, y'all have one.
Adam Cole's just corny, man. Oh, I have Dream winning.
Winning, but I can't say Adam Cole's corny.
Adam Cole's winning that, man.
I don't know.
Dream,
if he loses,
he's on punishment.
Let me rephrase that.
If he loses, he would.
Oh, oof. Yeah. we're not going to discuss that.
If Cole loses, he's leaving NXT. I'm telling you that right now.
There's rumors of him going to SmackDown.
Oh, God.
I can see it.
He's a Raw guy.
Let me rephrase that.
He's a Monday night guy, though. He's a Monday night guy.
I think Cole is great, but that group weighs him down.
You think he's better off single?
No.
Single-wise?
Way better single.
The group doesn't weigh him down. What are you talking about?
I'm tired of Roderick Strong.
I don't like
Roderick Strong is nice. The Messiah of Backbreakers. Chill. That man is nice.
What? The Messiah of Backbreakers?
Yeah, you never hear Ronaldo say that? I tune him out. Attention to detail.
I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear Mamma Mia.
The Messiah of Backbreakers.
I don't want to hear Mamma Mia. This is great every match.
Yeah, I do. That's what you look forward to hearing. Mamma Mia.
Somebody punched me in the face. Oh, Mamma Mia, this is great. Like, come on.
So speaking of Undisputed, we got Undisputed, Burch and Larkin and Breezango.
Coming back.
To win the number one contenders
in your house.
Match for In Your House versus...
They will win. They're going to win.
Yeah. They are going to win.
I mean, who's going to win that?
Breezango. No, they're not. Are you crazy?
So. I think so.
You're bugging.
That's a throwaway match to me. That's a waste of time match.
Yeah, it's going to be a squash, man. They're going to get destroyed. They're not beating those Imperial dudes. You're wilding.
I do like Tyler Breeze.
Of course. You've always liked Tyler Breeze from the jump. Like, we know that. And you like Fandango from the jump.
Is that a joke?
You're a Fandango fan.
I think Fandango was actually great, but yeah, man, they're not pushing him. They did not push him correct. He beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
What did he say? Great.
You remember that? His first WrestleMania beat Chris Jericho?
Nah, don't. The GOAT? You need to refresh my memory.
That's why I'm here. I'm Mr. Google.
I don't remember that one.
Mr. Google.
I'm Mr. Google.
I do remember Google it, but I don't want to remember it.
Mr. Google.
Then we got Aliyah Santara Garrett. Another squash match. It was a waste of time.
What are you doing with Aliyah, man? What are you doing with her?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, man. She has all the potential in the world.
She does.
But... all the potential.
What's Santana? Yeah, what's Santana?
Whack. Then we go into Cameron Grimes, Bronson Reed, another squash match. You know, they're trying to get Grimes over. But
let me tell you something. I never liked Grimes. I think his, what was his name in TNA? Trevor Lee?
Yeah, something, listen, I forget. He's,
listen, this guy, like a leprechaun. He's a shave. He has to shave, man. Like, he's too hairy, brother. He's too hairy. That distracts me. That hat distracts me. He has, he needs a tan. He needs a whole new, a whole new vibe.
He needs new vibe. And then again, NXT wasn't much going on NXT, but last match we got Drake Maverick
versus Phantasma
and El Hijo del Fantasma. King Cuerno, aka King Cuerno.
Not worth it. Why?
For you haven't watched Lucha Underground.
Put him in a smash today and give him a contract at the end. It's like if this match was
it was a little story.
Do you think this was?
It was a story.
Staged.
Yeah, it was staged.
Do you think that they because we all know they fired numerous amounts of wrestlers, they furloughed all their like stagehands, whatever. But do you think that Drake gave that such emotional like leave on his Instagram that they said we got to keep you? Or was this all a work the whole time?
It was a work. I think it was a work the whole time. That boy needs an Oscar. Wow.
He's good.
That boy. You don't think he was at work?
I don't know. I think they actually. I mean, they actually did fire a bunch of people. Even Kurt Angle, that for a fact.
Because the revival last week, like that's.
Because the revival is in AEW right now. You know, Rusev is going to go to AEW. Zack Ryder is going to AEW, but
they're all going on there.
No, we don't take everybody.
Yeah, I'll take anybody pretty much. Y'all want all overheads, all that. But ratings for NXT? Yeah,
getting a one. Yes, a one.
A one?
Yeah, it was bad.
I'll give it a three.
A three?
I give it a three.
This guy, I don't know what you be watching, bro. You must be watching old NXT.
And old NXT was better than
I'm a nice guy.
You be on WWE Network watching NXT, or you be live?
I try to be live.
No, I'm just making sure.
I try to be live.
And then to the competitors, AEW, Hangman Page. We open up Hangman Page, Kenny Omega versus Kip Sabian and Jimmy Havoc. That's actually a pretty good match. That's a good match.
Great match.
That was a real good match.
I like their finish. Like, you know, you got Paige with the buckshot lariat and Kenny Omega with the knee trigger.
Yeah,
I like their finish. They're good. They're gonna eventually lose that belt,
of course. But I think they'll end up, you know, turning on each other or something. I don't know. They'll end up.
I mean, they always had the Paige with the heel turn, but I think they're gonna do Omega. With the heels,
yeah, because he's been faced for too long.
Yeah, he was good,
and he needs
New Japan.
He just needs a change.
Which is actually, because New Japan is actually a organization, not independent. He was actually good in New Japan.
We know it's an organization, but prior to that,
legit organization. Yeah,
we know.
Just letting you know.
If you guys didn't
don't have basketball, basketball.
If you guys didn't know by now, Corey's the big indie hater.
I'm not it.
Prior not to everyone hater. Coming up, Corey is the indie hater. He is the Randy Orton of this podcast. He does not believe in indie superstars.
Listen, I used to train it. I was actually a wrestler at one point, so yeah, I know the ropes.
More fibs. I know the ropes on it.
Let me ask you a question, Edwin. Before we stop, let me ask you a question. Have I ever lied to you?
Yes, you lied last week about Matt Riddle.
Let me start this over. All right. Are you with me 24/7 of my life? Yes or no?
No.
So how do you know I have not tried out for wrestling? How do you know I haven't gone through the bumps and the bruises, the blood, sweat, and tears? How do you know?
You would have told me.
I never said anything.
You would have told me.
I was embarrassed. I'm telling you now.
You're embarrassed. You're You love talking about wrestling, but you're embarrassed to tell us that you went to a trial.
So I didn't make it. I didn't make it. You're lying. I had a back injury. So
when was this?
Yeah. Well, whatever. That's hearsay. That's hearsay. Yeah.
For real?
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Where
PC?
At?
PC.
Yeah. Where at?
That's that's information I can't give.
He went to Gleason's gym right over here and went and had a little tryout. And he didn't make it.
No, I didn't go to Gleason's. I did my thing in Canada.
We go on to Brian Cage, Sean Dean, you know, squash match. Taz, this is the new like Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar.
I like it.
Ooh, I like it. I like that.
Now that you say that, I mean, Cage and Brock with Heyman Cage, and Taz on the side.
Cage can actually talk. Cage could talk, but Taz is more charismatic, so I guess he's kind of doing all the trash talking, and the machine just sits in the background. That's how I look at it, at least what they're doing with them.
I mean, I would have set that match up. I don't know what they're gonna do. Moxley's gonna, and if you look at it, every big guy that they have, they're making them lose.
Yeah,
every single one. Horrible. Sad.
Then we go to Colt Cabana versus Chris Jericho. I swear, these guys, the Inner Circle, are absolute hilarious.
Jericho's the man.
Absolutely. Singing the intro like it's karaoke. I was on the floor crying. Like, so entertaining.
Jericho
can't straight keep face.
He can't. Yeah, he couldn't keep a straight face. He could not keep a straight face. Like, can't. That was hilarious. Chris Jericho wins okay match. But everything there is just Chris Jericho being entertaining. That man, he's the man. The man in wrestling.
He's the man. And that was actually a competitive match. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was good. It was actually pretty good. I didn't expect that from Colt Cabana.
Hold on a second. Let me put a time out here. Well, he's part of your indie thing.
He is part of the indie thing. I've watched him, but I'm just not a, you know, he's a podcaster.
You missed the indie. You missed the indie.
Oh yeah, but I'm not a Colt Cabana guy. That's not a, he's not a name that, like, you know, for me at least.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Oh yeah. At least you know. Look at that. Wow, somebody did some research.
Coming at you like that.
Oh Lord.
Big small.
I don't know what I did to him, Frank.
Big Swole. That's a cool name. I like that name. Could have been my name. Big Swole.
Yeah. I'm sure about that.
Six-inch python.
Yeah.
That's some haters,
big
man.
Big Swole, yeah. I think Nyla Rose is a beast. I don't know why they had her lose that belt, but whatever. I mean, that was a good match. Nyla won that. It's good.
Then the interview goes down with FTR. Tony Schiavone interviews FTR. They're legit, like, tag team guys, like the guys. They're the new school Brain Busters. You guys know the Brain Busters, right? You familiar with Brain Busters?
Evan, don't say that like you made that up. They said that already.
Don't do that.
You see what he does? You see that? He's gonna be slick.
You're a hater.
He's slick.
But I've been
the new school Brain Busters.
I've been saying that. How long I've been saying that? I've been saying that for God knows how long.
Since now.
Scroll through the text. Scroll through the text.
Yo,
this guy over here. Nothing. The kid
taking other people's lines.
Yo,
this guy over here, man.
You want to know something? Who's in the Brain Busters? Can y'all even name who's the Brain Busters? Pindra.
Oh no! Since you had that right there.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Who is in the Brain Busters? Tell me fast.
Arn Anderson, Tony Blanchard. Come on, guys.
So here's what happened. They mentioned that in the show.
No, they did not.
They mentioned that.
No,
in the show,
they did not. No, they did not. Yo, Pindra, come on, guys. Y'all gotta keep up.
All right. So, quick questions before we go. Yo. Before we go on to the next thing. So, what organization were they in?
Brain Busters. Who was in?
The Brain Busters.
They were in WWF.
And what organization were they supposed to go to?
WCW, but they did NWA too.
And what happened when they were supposed to go to WCW? Let me see your knowledge.
What happened in WCW?
What happened?
I don't know.
Get off your phone. Get off
well,
your
they phone. Went. I'm not on my phone.
He's on his phone.
yeah, he's on his phone. Get off TikTok. What happened? What's going on?
What happened when they went to WCW?
So they gave Arn Anderson the deal. Didn't give Tony Blanchard a deal because he failed a drug test. Boom.
Holla at me.
Holla at me.
Yo, he's Google got his it. Computer. He's got his computer Google up. It. Oh.
I have no computer up, brother.
Don't make me look it up in this false information.
Do we check it up? Do we look see it if, up. He's, if he's giving
and
false
then,
information?
Then they gave Arn Anderson a less deal because of that. Google it.
We ain't need Blanchard anyway in WCW.
They blackballed Blanchard for a while. Come on, man.
I was watching. I so happened to watch TNA the other day. I don't believe his daughter's the champion.
Oh, that's his daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? Right? Tessa Blanchard.
Tessa Blanchard? Oh, wow. Yes.
She's Impact.
She's a beast, though.
World champ. She is beast. She was in WWE. She was in the Classic. They didn't sign her.
She was?
Yes, they didn't sign her. She didn't win either.
What was her name? No, seriously?
NWW?
Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she was in the... Remember how they did the Mae Young tournament? She was in it. She didn't win. But she's a beast.
She beat... I don't watch TNA much, but who did she beat? Cage? The guy from OVO.
Wasn't Cage the last champion?
No, it was...
Oh, was it... what's his name? Sammy Callahan.
I forgot his name. Sammy Callahan. That's my guy.
He was in NXT too, and they let him go.
Now he's not a WWE head.
He should go to AEW. You know he was Moxley's partner back in the day.
They're all gonna go to AEW once they
you know that right
indie circuit.
Him and Moxley had a little run together.
Oh, they did? I wouldn't know.
Oh, of course I know. Yeah. Huh. Then we on to Cody Rhodes, man, Jungle Boy. That was a good match. Very good match. Very good match.
For the TNT match, for the great TNT belt. One of the greatest belts of all time.
They need to rename it, get rid of it. It's just ugly.
I do too.
I like Jungle Boy.
Yeah, but that's...
Change his name. He needs to change his name. Put on a good...
That's as far as he's getting right now with the gimmick.
With the gimmick?
Nah. He what's he going... What? He might win the TNT belt. That's it. Maybe a tag team belt. Other than that.
No. He's going to win that belt. What, I mean, he's young, belt? Too. He's like 22.
Not happening. I don't see it happening.
He just needs to put some weight on.
I don't see it happening. And then we go...
So what do you give?
Oh, yeah. Ratings. I give AEW a 3.
2.
2? I give it an 8.
I'll give it a 3.
Oh, man.
I'll give it an 8.
Well, I guess with Corey giving it an 8, AEW does come out with another win this week on their ratings with 730,000, with NXT having 715 viewers. That's a shocking. Within Your House.
Oh.
Within Your House.
Only by 15,000?
This Sunday, tomorrow.
Man, see, Corey, I told you. Last podcast, you were NXT was going to come out on top. I told you.
Wait. I said
that
NXT was going to come on top.
You said NXT was going to come up on top because the pay-per-view was in route.
I never said that. I never said that.
Go back. Y'all can go back to the podcast and listen to it.
I would never put...
Y'all can check out last week's episode if you have it, and you can hear this man giving more false information.
I would never do that. NXT is whack. Are you kidding me?
And we finished the week off before the pay-per-view with a horrendous SmackDown. Another one. This Jeff Hardy, Sheamus storyline is so embarrassing. It's got to go. Poor Jeff Hardy.
They're making him go all sad.
Like, it's terrible. Man, it's horrible. Making him pay for
every single time they do this drug and alcohol stuff. It just... Exactly. So boring. Been there, done that. Groundhog's Day. And didn't they do?
And they already did a Jeff Hardy.
I thought they already did something with Jeff Hardy before.
Alcohol story before.
What? Oh, yeah, they did that in like, early 2000s.
So he did that already. TNA CM did it before. Punk. Hawk and then CM Punk.
They come back to everything eventually. Just, everything runs in full circle. That's all it is. It's like clothing. Clothing always comes back in style at some point. WWE just recycles storylines. Otis Baron Corbin.
Oh, God.
Otis Baron Corbin.
Nothing.
We just wait to see what Otis does. If they're going to let him cash in, that's all we're waiting for.
When Otis going to do something?
The storyline with Mandy's entertaining, but I mean, that match is pretty good, though. He's actually pretty athletic for a big guy. Yeah. He's pretty mobile.
Take on court.
Pretty mobile. Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Then we got Lacey.
Wait. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hold on a second.
I think.
So you telling me Otis versus Baron Corbin was a good match?
I didn't say it was.
It was decent.
Come on, man. That match was.
It was decent.
Horrible.
What happened here? It was decent.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. It was one.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I like Otis. I hope he wins.
Hope he wins what? Wins what?
The universe. Hope he wins the title.
Oh.
Yep. You see what you you know what's up with you wrestling guys? You guys are always saying, "Oh, I want somebody new to win. I want somebody new to win." Then somebody wins. They push somebody new, and you're like, "Why are they pushing it?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, like Otis get the belt.
Listen, I don't want a dude that's overweight.
The universal belt
that wears a belly shirt.
R-Truth instead of Otis
having the belt.
Yes,
I rather R-Truth.
It is.
This is bad.
You rather R-Truth?
So you rather R-Truth? Nice.
R-Truth.
What he's doing?
It would be cool to see R-Truth win the belt, but that ain't happening. That would be entertaining. But then we get Lacey Evans and Sonya Deville, another drag of a story. I mean, it was. I didn't care for the match.
I liked the match. I think Lacey Evans is a beast. I think Sonya Deville is a beast.
One of them I just think like
the ending.
No, the ending again is terrible.
Ending was terrible having Mandy out there. Sonya Deville reminds me of Shinsuke Nakamura, where they had all these title shots and then they kept losing. Like she had like at least 6 title shots by now.
She lost all of them.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Then we get AJ Styles versus Drew Gulak. The Gulak is back.
He is.
Gulak's a very good wrestler.
He's great.
Gulak's great.
That's really good. Really good. That was actually a good match.
It was a good match.
That was a good match.
Yeah, I'm shocked you won. Beating AJ Styles.
That was shocking. That was huge.
That's huge.
Before he gets a title shot, which makes no damn sense, but whatever.
I wonder whose call was that.
Some indie guy.
I was like, wow, shocking. New Day, Chad Gable, Shinsuke, Cesaro, Mojo.
It's rough.
Another rough one. Well, I mean,
it had
potential. I just don't like Mojo.
Maybe him and Gronk would have had a
good match. Don't like Mojo.
No.
And maybe. I don't
no
know.
No way. Stop it. Gronk is horrible, too.
Corey.
Ugh. Gronk.
I liked him as the Hype Bros.
Stay hype.
The Hype Bros was fun. And that was good.
Oh, him and what Zach.
What are you doing with Chad Gable? What are you doing with Chad Gable? Shorty, I'm not calling him Shorty G. I'm not calling him that.
I don't know. He needs
that
to.
That man's a beast.
He's a good mid-card wrestler, but I don't know what the hell they're doing with him.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, actually.
It is pretty embarrassing. Because when he was in NXT with Jason Jordan, mm-hmm. they were good. Ooh. They were really good. I missed them as a team.
Really good. They were really good.
American Office, they were awesome.
And then they had a run in SmackDown, right?
Yeah, they had a run in SmackDown. They had their little...
Until that little stupid Kurt Angle, until that yeah. Kurt Angle bit where he was his son, yeah.
And then he got hurt. Sad. Mm-hmm. He probably would have been champion by now.
I think so.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would have. Yes, he would have. He would have probably won money in the bank or something. Hell yeah, he would have. He was getting a crazy push at that time. He's getting a crazy push. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Bayley and Sasha Banks. Did you guys see this coming?
I did not see that coming. I did not.
We're not getting Sasha and Bayley for a while. I'll tell you that right now.
You're gonna get it soon. It'll happen by some.
Well, you saw it. The seeds were planted.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen.
The seeds were planted in that match. I mean,
it's gonna be that storyline where either Bayley messes up the match or somehow Bayley hits Sasha and that they lose the belt.
But I think that happened
at
Mania.
Go right into it
for the champion, for the championship. And I mean, the guys plant the seed, but
And it depends. Is SummerSlam going to be in August this year, or is they going to move it to September?
I don't know. It'll probably be August. Vince wants to do it in August
with a crowd,
so
supposedly. So if it's a crowd, that should just be main.
Yeah, with the crowd.
That would be a good match. I'm like in the Bayley now. I'm in the Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha.
I like Alexa Bliss.
But now we
those
now
are
we
three I like.
To lose the tag team
I don't like Nikki Cross.
The main belt.
Yeah, they'll lose it. I don't know who.
They're gonna lose it to the Iconics.
Please get them off.
Yeah, I can see that coming too.
Please get them off. Fire them both. Why? Please
yeah, they might lose to them soon.
Them both, you're crazy, man.
No, like them? No. Who's a star? Who's there's one that like I think her name is Peyton Royce. Peyton Royce is good, nice. She's great. That's a
voices
star.
Voices are annoying. This has to stop.
No, I got it. That's
horrible.
So with that said, SmackDown rating, you get 2.5.
This week.
So you give SmackDown, 2.5. You gave Raw 0. And you gave NXT a 1.
Yeah, I gave NXT a 1. AW a 3.
Honestly. It's
really. So SmackDown was the best of the week.
Yeah, no. Shows? AW was again. SmackDown second this week. Because that Sasha, the tag team match wasn't bad. The tag team match wasn't bad. Sonya Deville, Lacey Evans was okay. The AJ Styles match and Drew Gulak was really good. So, I mean, you know.
You're giving me way too high, bro.
It was good.
Way too high. A 4?
Hey, listen.
And with that said, we are on our top 5 whack moments of the week.
I know you're going to dig this.
Corey, what do you got? Make this good. Let me hear it. Let me hit
first
his top
off,
five.
First off, don't you don't rush my top 5. That's number 1.
Let me hit his top 5.
And number 2, I need a better we need a better motivation.
We're
working on top 5.
Don't worry, we'll get some instrumentals
number,
soon or something.
Number 5. Yeah, I need some instrumentals. Number 5. Lana. I feel so bad for Lana. That whole segment, her slapping MVP, her having the clown makeup on, is just not good. Horrible. She's whack. Number 4, Mojo Rawley. How many short jokes are you going to use against Chad Gable in one segment? I mean, this is just disgusting. Number 3, Viking Raiders, Street Profits. Bowling.
Are we getting them at Backlash?
I'm not even gonna. at this point, I don't even care. The man stopped bowling and grabbed two big pieces of chicken legs.
That was his favorite.
No, I like the message at the end. That's it. I like the message at the end. You guys don't. You guys don't listen and take in details. But go ahead, Corey.
There was a chicken leg in the where the balls come out. The balls weren't coming out. He grabbed a chicken leg. I mean, come on, this is embarrassing. Number two, R-Truth winning that I-95 whatever belt they call that Gronk. Now against
that was number two Gronk. For you.
Number one. Oh my God, the Miz and Morrison doing the pranks on Braun Strowman.
Poor Morrison.
And then this poor Morrison. And I knew that Braun Strowman was gonna flip that truck.
Oh, he's done it before.
I mean, this is just. Yeah, I mean, didn't he flip like a? Like a huge truck, like a semi. I mean, come on, man.
This is horrible.
This is just embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, it was. We need something new. And then with that said,
we got the NXT.
Yeah, pay per view. What picks you got? Let's go through it.
In your house.
Of course, this will probably be This will be probably kickoff. Mia Yim, Tegan Knox, Shotzi Blackheart versus Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez. I got Mia Yim, Tegan Knox, and Shotzi.
I was thinking that.
Same.
Then we got
Don't care for it.
Finn Balor, Damian Priest.
I'm going Damian.
I got Finn Balor.
I'm gonna go Damian.
I love Finn Balor.
I love Finn, but. I don't see Finn.
I got Damian Priest too.
Don't be surprised if
he comes out Demon. That's the Demon tomorrow. That better be top five. That better be top five whack.
There's no more. There's no more Demon.
Whack. Come out as Demon.
Why?
They might just do it.
I think the Demon. I think the Demon stuff is done.
Keith Lee, Johnny Gargano.
Probably might be match of the night.
Keith Lee.
I could see that.
Keith Lee.
Tommaso Ciampa, Killer Cross.
Killer Cross.
I'm going Killer Cross.
Killer Cross.
Not Killer Cross. Karrion Kross. Sorry.
I'll not call that man.
I got Cross.
No way. I got Cross.
Charlotte Flair.
Let's go, Rhea Ripley.
Io Shirai.
Ripley, bring her home, baby. Ripley
got Io Shirai.
Oh man, this is a tough one.
I'm going Io.
I'll say Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Ripley, Io. All right. And then
the goat.
Main event. I'm not a fan of it because I just want to see it in ring. I'm not a fan of this backlot brawl crap because they're going to do the camera stuff and it's going to be annoying. But Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream. I'm going my
Sorry,
man Cole.
Cole, but I'm going with
bye.
Yeah, Cole came
I'm
out
going with Dream.
No more longer.
Could be the end of the era.
Like Corey said, he either goes to SmackDown.
We will find out
where she should go
this Sunday. So pretty much that wraps up part one. Episode 2.
We'll be back later
for episode 2, part 2, the return of In Your House for our review, full recap. Make sure y'all tune in. If y'all didn't listen to last week's episode, make sure y'all listen to last week's episode, episode 1, weekly review. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Designated Report. And we'll see you guys for In Your House.
Later.
Peace.
Yes, peace.